The remarkable thing is that one gets exactly the same kind of fringes if one replaces a source of light by a source of particles, such as electrons with a definite speed. It seems the more peculiar, because if one only has one slit, one does not get any fringes, just a uniform distribution of electrons across the screen. One might therefore think that opening another slit would just increase the number of electrons hitting each point of the screen, but, because of interference, it actually decreases it in some places. Even when the electrons are sent one at a time, the fringes still appear. Each electron, therefore, must be passing through both slits at the same time.